This is WCAI. I'm Steve Junker. Time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Cape Week editor Kathy Scrissy Driscoll. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, the Pale Mitt Performing Arts Center in Truro has a lively program on the schedule this weekend.
Yes, on Saturday, it's their first Jumpin' Jambalaya Jam. And it's bringing both the songs, the dance, and the food of New Orleans all day to the tent that they have set up in North Truro. In the afternoon, it's more for the kids. And they've got a dance lesson, a Zydeco dance lesson, and the Slippery Sneakers Zydeco Dance Band. And then Jeremy Lyons does an act that's called Delta Silly to try to get folk tunes and that kind of thing to young ears. But then at night, he turns to Delta Billy, and he and these other groups will perform, including the Pine Leaf Boys, who are Grammy-nominated and international Cajun stars. They're going to be doing music at night with a dance floor, and so you can hear all kinds of sounds from New Orleans and eat foods created by local restaurants that are Cajun and Creole and probably very delicious.
And the Martha's Vineyard Film Society is sponsoring a festival around music-related films. It sounds like they have a lot of other activities, too.
They do. It's going all weekend. It includes late night events, live music, post-screening question and answer sessions with people from the films and music and various cultural arts. And it starts Friday at 4 o'clock with a film called The Mighty Uke, which is about ukuleles. And then there's an opening reception in the center's lobby there in Tisbury. And then after the reception, there's the premiere of Good Old Frida, which is the story of a shy teenager from Liverpool who became secretary to the then unknown Beatles. And so movies and events continue Saturday and Sunday.
And the Cape Cod Museum of Art is opening its major summer exhibition, Art Created By... I'm going to let you tell this.
Well, a lot of people, particularly of a certain generation, have heard of the late Anthony Quinn. He was an Oscar-winning actor. He was in movies like Lust for Life, Zorba the Greek, Viva Zapata. But he was also an artist, which a lot of people don't know. And the major summer exhibit at Cape Cod Museum of Art in Dennis is The Art of Anthony Quinn. There's an opening reception for it, 5:30 to 7:30 Friday. And visitors can see more than 40 of Quinn's paintings, sculptures, he did that too, and then prints and drawings. And they come from a vast collection of his work that's at his Bristol, Rhode Island estate. That's where he lived for the last 7 years of his life, and that's where his widow still lives. And that exhibit is going to be on display through August 25th, so you've got all summer to see it.
And Kathy, on Sunday, it's Father's Day, of course, and Hyannis continues a very neat Father's Day tradition.
This is the 19th year they have shut down traffic on Main Street to bring in other cars so that you could walk around and see more than 350 classic and other beautiful cars that are going to be all parked along the way. And that is the Father's Day Car Show. And again, this year, that is kind of paired up with Bikes on Ice Motorcycle Show that's playing at about the same time over at the Hyannis Youth and Community Center, and that's a fundraiser. And the car show goes from 8:30 in the morning to 1:30 in the afternoon, and the motorcycle show is 10 to 4 on Sunday.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend on the Cape and Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Kathy Scrissy Driscoll, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you, Steve.